listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AWAYISLAND.com.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week, and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Now imagine you are a bright, shimmering star in the night sky. The universe surrounds you with loving energy that circles all around your body. Feel the warmth of that energy in your feet, moving up through your legs, chest, and back, and then out through your arms, hands, neck, and head. The energy flows within you, and you feel strong and safe and loved. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you twinkle in the darkness, your whole body shares your loving light with the universe. You send your energy outward to the other stars in the sky. They send their light back to you, strengthening you. Together, you light up the universe. As you radiate energy and light, let's take one last deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is wishful waiting. It was a sunny day on Awe Island. The wind was cool and strong, gently carrying bluebirds and green leaves around Brittany Love's neighborhood. Brittany was sitting at the kitchen table, eating her favorite breakfast food, waffles. Brittany loved helping her dad make waffles in the morning. It always meant that the day was going to be extra special. Today, Brittany and her dad were going to the Awe Island Animal Shelter. In their previous town, Brittany's dad had liked to volunteer at the local shelter and bring Brittany along, which meant she got to look at, or even carefully play with, all the animals. Brittany loved animals. She was always so happy to see all the gentle creatures who lived in the shelter. Today, she was even more excited than usual, because it was her first time visiting the animal shelter on Awe Island. Brittany's dad came downstairs in his bright blue volunteer shirt. Brittany finished her waffles and strapped on her favorite red shoes. Brittany watched as her dad put on his shoes, tying the laces on each shoe. It seemed to her that he was taking too long tying his shoes. Brittany was getting a little impatient because she was so eager to see the animals. "Come on, Daddy, please. We're going to miss the animals," Brittany said. "Oh, honey, I'm sure they're not going anywhere," Brittany's dad said. He laughed and gave Brittany a pat on the head. Brittany grabbed her dad's hand and eagerly opened the door. Brittany and her dad held hands on the way to the shelter. In her excitement, Brittany walked really fast, tugging her dad along behind her. As she walked, Brittany thought about all of the animals she'd be able to see during this week's visit to the shelter. She even wondered if she could take a pet home herself one day. What kind of pet would she have? Which animals would like her the best? She wondered as they walked. "Brittany, darling," Brittany's dad said, "let's slow down just a little bit. I promise the animals aren't going anywhere." "But I want to see them," Brittany said. "You will see them, honey, but you have to be just a little bit more patient, okay?" Brittany's dad said. "I do?" Brittany said. "Yes," Brittany's dad said. "But what if I want something soon?" Brittany asked. "You won't be able to get everything you want whenever you want, darling. Some things take time, and that means you have to be..." "Oh, patient," Brittany said, finishing her dad's sentence. "That's my girl," Brittany's dad said. He gave Brittany a kiss on the forehead, and the two of them continued their walk to the animal shelter. When they arrived at the animal shelter, Brittany was amazed at all the animals. There was a big lizard in a tank right near the window. Brittany walked up to him and read the piece of paper taped to his tank. "This is Larry Iguana." "Look, it's an iguana named Larry," Brittany said. She looked into Larry's tank, watching the big lizard bask in the sun. "Wow, look at him," Brittany's dad said. He stood next to Brittany and bent over to watch the big lizard. I see you've met Larry, someone said. Brittany turned to see a pretty blonde woman. The woman was wearing the same shirt as Brittany's dad, which meant she was a volunteer. She had a camera in her hands. Hello, Brittany said. My name is Brittany Love. Nice to meet you, Brittany. My name is Christine, the blonde woman said. Why do you have a camera? Brittany asked. So I can take pictures of all the beautiful animals here in the shelter. Great pictures give them the chance to find their forever home, Christine said. Wow, Brittany said. I was actually going to take pictures of Larry today. Would you like to help me? Christine said. I'd love to. Daddy, may we? Brittany said. Of course, Brittany's dad said. It's going to be so fun. Here, Brittany, would you please hold my camera? Christine asked. Brittany nodded in agreement. To hold it properly, you put one hand under the lens and one hand under the body of the camera, Christine explained to Brittany as she guided Brittany's hands into the right places. Brittany's dad would let her take pictures with his phone, but Brittany had never held a real camera before. She was very excited to feel how heavy it was. Brittany and Brittany's dad watched Christine gently reach into the tank and pet Larry on his side. I'm going to pick you up now, Larry, Christine said to the lizard as she gently lifted him up and cradled him in her arms. Larry blinked slowly and licked the air with his slimy tongue. What a patient guy, Brittany's dad said. He's like a dragon, Brittany said. A very calm dragon, Christine said, smiling. Christine gave Larry a few pats on the head. Brittany and her dad followed Christine to a small area at the back of the shelter. There, a photography area had been set up on a big table. There were bright lights and a colorful backdrop where the animals could strike a pose. As Brittany watched Christine hold Larry, she wanted to hold him too. But she remembered what her dad had told her about patience. If she really wants something, it would come to her with time. Brittany held on to Christine's camera and watched her dad help Christine with Larry. They had to make Larry look extra nice for the photos, so Brittany's dad put a little top hat on Larry. The scaly lizard had never looked so adorable. Larry looked very happy with his new hat. Brittany really wanted to pet him now. Brittany, would you please hand me the camera? Christine said. Yes, and, Christine? Brittany said. What is it, Brittany? Christine asked. May I please hold Larry? After you take the pictures? Brittany said. Of course you can. You can hold him right after these photos. Thank you for being patient, Brittany, Christine said. Brittany gave Christine a big smile. Then she sat down on the floor, watching her dad and Christine model the big lizard for photos. Brittany's dad helped Christine make sure that the pets stayed calm when they were around the big lights. But Larry was an iguana. He was used to the spotlight. He liked it, actually. The warm light felt good on his scales. While she watched, Brittany pretended she was still holding Christine's cool camera and pretended to take photos of everyone. "Say cheese," she said. After snapping a few perfect photos, Christine had all the photos she needed. Brittany was so excited. She was going to get to hold Larry soon. Brittany's dad and Christine took off Larry's hat and turned the lights off. Brittany's dad picked Larry up and moved him near Brittany. "Now, Brittany, I'm going to give you some kale that you can feed Larry," Christine said. Brittany nodded with a big smile on her face. She was going to pet and feed Larry? It couldn't get any better. Brittany started to realize that being patient made everything worth the wait. Christine handed some clean, wet kale to Brittany. Larry turned his head and started slowly walking to Brittany. Brittany crouched down like she had seen her dad do when he was trying to call an animal, and she held the kale toward Larry. Brittany called Larry's name, and he walked directly towards her. Once Larry reached Brittany, he opened his mouth and happily munched on the crisp, green kale offered to him. His eyes grew heavy, and he started to relax as Brittany fed him. This was her chance. She was going to pet Larry any minute now. But Brittany remembered how important it was to be patient. She waited until Larry finished his snack before petting him, because she didn't want to disturb him while he was eating. Finally, Larry finished chewing the last bit of kale. Then, very gently and carefully, Brittany gave Larry a nice rub right on his side. Larry thought it felt so good, he moved a bit closer to Brittany until his head was on her leg. Brittany smiled big and pet the lizard's scaly skin. It kind of tickled her fingers. As Brittany watched Larry start to close his eyes, she realized she was starting to feel a bit sleepy too. Brittany sat with Larry for a few more minutes until Christine said it was time to put Larry back in his tank. Brittany thanked Christine for letting her pet and feed Larry. "You're welcome," said Christine warmly. "You were very careful with him. I can tell you love and respect animals a lot." A little while later, Brittany and her dad said goodbye to everyone at the shelter. Brittany was happy when her dad said they could come back to see her new friend Larry next week. Brittany held her dad's hand as they walked all the way home from a fun day at the shelter. That evening after dinner, Brittany's dad tucked Brittany into her cozy bed, giving her a kiss on the cheek. He told Brittany that he was very proud of her for being patient. He turned off the lights, and Brittany relaxed on her soft pillow. Brittany started to think of all the things she had to be grateful for. First, Brittany was grateful for her dad, who always taught her how to be kind to every creature. Brittany felt her eyes starting to close, so she took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Brittany was also grateful for Christine, her kind new friend at the animal shelter. Brittany snuggled into her blanket and took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Finally, Brittany was grateful for meeting Larry Iguana, who helped her realize how important it was to be patient, especially with someone new, even if they were a lizard. Brittany took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And Brittany fell asleep in her warm bed, dreaming about volunteering at the animal shelter again. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.